Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There's a lot of tension in the country right now. Pro-Biden people feel tension that Trump will be declared the winner, even though Biden has almost secured the popular vote, similar to what happened in 2016. Pro-Trump people feel tension that Biden will be declared the winner, even though there are questions as to the veracity of the votes that have been cast. In Nevada, officials will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th, as long as they are postmarked by November 3rd. What doesn't sound right is that someone would think it might take 7 days to mail a ballot from anywhere in Nevada to arrive at the proper polling destination. It's also quite confusing that the state said there are still over 190,000 ballots to be counted, and 90% were from Clark County. However, the Clark County Registrar said there were only about 63,000 ballots that needed to be counted from Clark County. When he was asked to clarify that difference, he refused to comment. The Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit suggesting that there were people who have permanently moved out of state, and yet they're still casting ballots in a Nevada election. This is separate from those who claim residency in Nevada and are attending college out of state. In Philadelphia, a lawsuit has been filed that they were not allowed to act as poll watchers. Poll watchers were at first restricted to a distance of 25 feet. Now, when that was appealed and the judge allowed them to reduce that to a distance of 6 feet, vote counters turned their desks around so poll watchers still could not see the counting going on. A poll watcher is supposed to actually see the ballot, and the way it is situated now, the poll watcher cannot see the ballot. Michigan poll watchers attempted to secure a view of the ballots that were being counted. Now, what did some of the Michigan officials do? They boarded the windows so no one could even see into the room where ballots were being counted. Also, when networks call a state for a particular candidate, it makes it seem as if the candidate has actually won the election. But those calls are based on projected numbers, and everyone knows that projected numbers by pollsters were for the most part erroneous. So there's a lot of angst among voters on both sides of the aisle. Now, can this be mitigated in future presidential elections? There are things that need to be changed and solidified, and the sooner the better. First of all, legislatures should not change election procedures prior to any given election. If changes are to be made, those changes should apply to future elections. Changing an upcoming election just prior to an election could and should be seen as suspect by both sides of the aisle. Yes, we had the issue of the coronavirus epidemic that was of concern to everyone. Meanwhile, people were shopping in stores all throughout the national shutdown. People were gathering in large numbers to demonstrate about issues they claimed to have been connected to social justice. And when it came down to the actual election, millions turned out to vote in person or in early elections and on election day. People were not freaked out about going out in public. Legislatures that made changes misjudged the public's reaction to the epidemic. States should be encouraged to refrain from releasing numbers on the presidential race until all states have closed their polling sites. Numbers for other races could be released to the news media by the various states, but not releasing the presidential count would prevent the media from calling states from one candidate or another. With every election, there is more and more anxiety. There was certainly a lot of anxiety and upset over the 2016 election. This year, with the advent of the coronavirus epidemic and demonstrations that turned into riots and looting, the election was just another thorn in the side of the American public. The changes laid out here must be made to prevent another chaotic election. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.